I'm Todd Hatton. You're listening to Sounds Good, and I'm joined in the studio by Kate Lochte and on the line by Samuel Hawkins.
Hello, Samuel Hawkins.
How you doing?
Thank you so much for taking the time today to be with us. Let me introduce you for our listeners as a Clarksville native, a Paducah resident. You are a mentor at Oscar Cross Boys and Girls Club in Paducah. You are a slam poet. You have a book called This Is Why Kids Want to Stay Up Late. You are involved in the River City Poetry Group, and you are a member of River Renaissance, a River City-based spoken word group infused with music. So you are a busy man.
Yes, that is very correct.
Well, tell me about your poetry and how you evolved as a poet.
Well, the main two ingredients is definitely YouTube and a broken heart. That's how I started writing. Just to get a young lady's attention, and then after that didn't work out, I just kept writing for like kind of therapy, and then I say YouTube because I saw what poetry could be, and there's definitely many different styles of poetry, and I chose to do slam poetry.
And we should tell our listeners, share with them that you are a graduate of Tillman, where you got your nickname Snacks because you ate all the snacks provided for you in football camp in one day instead of a couple of weeks. And that you are a graduate of Bethel University.
Yes. I never heard anybody else tell that story, like, right on point correct, so that's why I was laughing.
Well, listen, and we also need to share with our listeners that, in fact, Samuel Hawkins, Snacks Hawkins, poetry in performance is something that you really should see. And you can see it from time to time at Etc., but you can also see it at YouTube.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. With all of that prefatory work, why don't you give us your best?
Oh, wow. Best. All right. I'll do my favorite right now. Learning to fly is leaping off cliffs, and learning to love is learning to lose loved ones or miss. The emptiness leaves the implication that something was there. No, something is there. Sometimes showing strength means breaking down and kissing the floor. You don't have to hold on anymore because God never let go. I have good news and I have bad news. The bad news, God doesn't pick favorites, so just obey. The good news, God doesn't pick favorites, so we can just obey. And His love stays. We all stray, but those 8,765.81 hours ago, that's a year, by the way, God gave you today. When you have nothing, you'll find everything. So heaven bound your eyes to the needs of others, and don't undercover your mistakes, or they'll echo off your fake and crumble your faith like the confidence of cowards heckling the fears of the courageous. You can't have courage until you admit you're afraid. So be afraid. No, be very afraid. But I what you fear most. And allow the Lord's lips to kiss the coast of your island of secrets. Stranded evermore. Leave your comfortables on the shore. Take your feet into uncharted waters. No need to twist the knobs of tomorrow because God leaves open doors. So if you find yourself on a cliff of regrets, hoping a hang glider will grow from your spine, like your mind has the power to change reality, it does. If you're praying for those winds to never die, like unbroken wedding vows, this poem's for you. I tell you what, I bet we give our faith to the maestro that conducts these winds. Lift your hands in praise, sing silver hallelujahs. Your prayers are music to God's ears. Hallelujah! Oh, have you checked your anatomy lately? There are bells in that throat. There's a cathedral in that chest. Before you start to second guess, no, the Lord can never learn to love you less. There was never a need for extravagance or to impress and to cobble the comments sent by whole people whose commentary we should actually detest. You are a living, breathing, walking, rolling, limping if need be at a time, all of us crawling, miracle, and you made it this far. So even when midnight has kidnapped and convinced your stars to burn out like faithless candles, eternities from now, your daughter's daughters will witness the glory of your testimony. So tell the story of your holy matrimony to the cross and see, I don't write like this because I'm righteous, I write like this because I'm lost. And I'm hurting. And I am searching for hands within the darkness. See, I am searching for empathy within the heartless, and I know it exists because when I gaze deep into the mirror, I see a man, not a myth. So sing a prayer for me tonight, and I'll definitely sing one for you. And let's give praise like the heavens are hungry for hallelujahs to hang on stars you used to wish on. And that was hallelujah.
It was hallelujah indeed. I just want to say hallelujah again and again.
I won't mind.
I'm wondering, do you, when you are in your work with the kids at Oscar Cross Boys and Girls Club, do you grace them with a poem every day?
Usually a kid does ask, so I'll give them something every day, like at least once a year. They'll ask to hear something.
How lucky they are. So tell me about your getting together, the River City Poetry Group.
It mainly started, was inspired by a group of poets that are in one of my favorite poets on a national level, Andrea Gibson, Anish Nosgani, and a few others. They're in a publishing house called Write Bloody, and figured if one person could do it, you know, all it takes is dedication, sacrifice, and just a need to do it, and anybody else can do it. So I wanted to give poets in this region, performance poets in this region, a platform to be heard and also take it to the next level. And not only for myself, but just people that come after me and people that I perform with right now. So that's why I published under River City Poetry.
So what is that platform? Where do you perform regularly now?
On Friday nights, which is today, at Etcetera Coffee House, 320 North 6th Street, downtown Paducah, 8 o'clock on Fridays. That's the main platform we perform. We also put on spoken word concerts, and that's where we incorporate the music with it. And we just had one January 9th at Maiden Alley, which was very successful. Everybody that came, they had fun. But we're going to do more spoken word concerts, and we also, every Friday at Etcetera, there's a place to perform.
So who are your colleagues?
Right now, it's just Levi McDuffie and Gregory Tyler Taylor. And that's all we have right now.
But I imagine watching your performance on just watching it on YouTube tells me that you take great joy in the performance. And there's a reward for watching you, and I would think there would be a reward for being you.
Oh, I love this. That's what I love doing. That's what I tell people. I want everybody to feel it like I feel it when I'm saying the words and making the movements, even when I'm breathing between the words. It's absolutely what I believe. It always comes from. That's what I always encourage kids when I'm doing a poetry workshop, is to speak from the heart. You know, don't try to force it, but if you want to talk about something, make sure you do your research and then let it just come from the heart. Definitely.
But you also, I see at your website, samuelhawkins.com, that you are very specific about helping children understand that slam poetry is an investment in art, requiring the use of vocabulary, appropriate and expansive vocabulary, and poetic devices.
Oh, yes, definitely.
So it's slam poetry is, in fact, more formal than it at first appears.
Oh, yes, it looks, I guess, that would even happen to me when I saw people do it. It made it look so easy, and also, you can incorporate your own style into it, but, for it to be, for people to really be able to feel it, you really got to take advantage of what people did before you, including dead poets. Like, my favorite dead poet is Edgar Allan Poe, and I wrote poems like that and also study his works. You have to, in order to move forward, you got to look what people have already done. So,
well, Samuel, I hope you have a big crowd at Etc. tonight at 8 o'clock, and I hope you'll come back and share more of your poetry, like Hallelujah, another time.
I would love to. I appreciate you having me. It's been fun.
Thank you. Samuel Hawkins is a slam poet in Paducah, and once again, the River City Poetry Group performs tonight at 8 at Etc. Coffee House in Lowertown.
We'd love to have you.